This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, the private company that created the Odysseus lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The lander guided itself to the surface Thursday, searching for a relatively flat spot among all the cliffs and craters near the South Pole. Intuitive Machines was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved only by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's efforts to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears over a humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence continue. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Farouk Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shamas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More Alabama IVF providers paused treatment after a court ruling on frozen embryos. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Several medical facilities, including the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are halting their in vitro fertilization programs, with the state Supreme Court saying that frozen embryos are legally considered the same as children, and providers can be held responsible for their deaths.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded.
In Atlanta, Dr. Jennifer Kawas at Emory's Reproductive Center,
limiting the capacity of physicians to care for patients with infertility.
But at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama, Dr. Brett Davenport tells the AP they'll continue providing services as usual.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all these patients.
Legal expert, the Alabama ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense lawyers say a former FBI informant accused of lying about a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden and his son Hunter and purportedly having links to Russian intelligence has been taken back into custody of U.S. Marshals. Alexander Smirnov's arrest comes 2 days after a judge released him as he awaits trial on charges that he lied to the FBI. Prosecutors say the 43-year-old falsely told his handler that executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid President Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each around 2015. The claim became central to the Republican impeachment inquiry of President Biden in Congress. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the restoration of AT&T's cell phone network.
AT&T is back outing cell phones across the U.S. for hours. The Dallas-based company said in a statement posted on its website that all affected customers have service again. It also apologized. Outage tracker Down Detector noted that outages, which began at 3:30 a.m. Eastern, peaked at around 73,000 reported incidents. The carrier has more than 240 million subscribers. So far, no reason has been given for the outages, but one expert points to a cloud misconfiguration or human error. I'm Norman Hall.
Britain and its former partners in the European Union have struck a deal to cooperate more on tackling illegal migration. It's the latest sign of a thawing in relations between the two sides following Brexit. The British government said in a statement Friday that UK border agencies and the EU's border and coast guard agency Frontex will be able to access each other's intelligence to secure borders and tackle organized immigration crime. Relations between the two sides on an array of issues has been improving in the last few months. Ties were severely tested during the drawn-out divorce negotiations that followed Britain's 2016 vote to leave the EU. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.